Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. You can hear my show Monday through Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And one of my favorite organizations here in Houston is the USO of Houston. And this is also my first year as a board member, and I'm pleased to welcome to the show the woman who helped to make that happen. She's the executive director and former Army captain, combat veteran, and military spouse, Lauren Westerfield. Lauren, welcome.
Thanks, Nick. So great to see you again.
Likewise. I want to take this quick chance to say thank you for including me and allowing me to be a part of y'all's organization. Always dreamed of being on a board someday and helping out. And I know this is just the beginning. There's a greater capacity coming. So I wanted to say thank you for including me. It's really awesome.
I'm so grateful that you took the opportunity. I know you're super busy, and taking the time to support our military members is really appreciated by us. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. I thought about how I could be a bigger part of the community, use the platform of the radio station and the Bull and everybody here at Odyssey. And the military is very close to my heart. And when I looked back one day, I saw how many of my family members served, and I kind of felt remiss. I was like, man, I feel like I should have served, or like I didn't really pay that close attention or close enough attention. So how could I give back my time and my curiosity, my creativity? And so, again, thank you. Now, I want to know a little bit about your background, because some people may be meeting you for the first time. When and where did you serve, and how did you get into the military? Take me back into the day.
So back in the day, I actually got an Army ROTC scholarship to the University of Kentucky, and this was pre-9/11, so back many, many years ago, before all of that. And I ended up getting a scholarship through the Army, which gave me an opportunity to go to college, which neither of my parents got to do, which was awesome, and then gave me a job right out of college. I ended up at the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and deployed with them to Iraq and back, and served a couple years here locally in the National Guard as well.
Now, we mentioned that you're a military spouse. Is your husband still serving in the military, or is he also retired? Is that the right term?
He will retire. I'm a former military officer, Army officer. I got out before my retirement, but he has just less than 2 years to go. So, been a military spouse for 17 years, so quite a long time.
So, where is he today? Is he working, is he deployed, or is he working here in-house, or here in the U.S. somewhere?
So, he actually serves in Austin at the headquarters, but but he is a full-time airline pilot. And so he is one of those citizen soldiers where he actually does a regular full-time job and then does his weekend warrior time with the Army in Austin.
It sounds like he's kind of like undercover then if he's flying, because is he flying commercial planes?
Yeah.
He's flying commercial planes, but he's also active military member.
That's correct.
So like, that's like a double shot right there.
It's a little sneaky.
I like it. So how did you get involved with the USO Houston?
So I was actually serving in the energy sector as a project manager after I got out of the military. And I really just felt a longing to get back into service. So serving from the military and looking at kind of a career change. And I found a job with the USO and applied for it. And that was almost seven years ago. So it's been really fun to be a part of an organization where I feel like I'm really making a difference in so many lives every single day.
You absolutely are. If you just join us, welcome to Eye on Houston. This is our community show where we talk about great organizations here in the community that help our community in many ways. And Lauren Westerfield is here with the USO of Houston. And some people have heard the USO of Houston name. I know many people maybe have seen it in airports or seen it at Rodeo Houston during Feed the Troops. You are always so active in the community. Tell me what the USO of Houston does for active military veterans and the community in general.
Absolutely. So the USO's mission is to strengthen American service members by connecting them to family, home, and country throughout their service to the nation. So that's a lot of words to say that we're always by their side, that we are the force behind the forces. So we have over 250 volunteers who in our different centers, like you mentioned, the airport. So we have a USO center at Bush Intercontinental Airport and at Hobby, where service members and their families who are coming through the airport can kind of relax between flights, check their military email. Maybe they're shipping off to basic training and they've never actually been out of the state of Texas before. The USO and the USO volunteers are there to welcome them and to help them along their journey.
Now, I was in the Nashville airport a couple weeks ago and I saw a USO of Houston, a USO lounge there as well. Is that all connected?
Yes. So there's USOs at most all of the airports, the major airports across the country. Love Airport actually just opened their first center last month. And so they're all over the place, all over the country. You can definitely find a USO.
Again, thanks for joining us here on Eye on Houston. We have Lauren Westerfield, the executive director of the USO of Houston, joining us today. And we were just mentioning how they have these airport lounge set up in different areas and different airports around the country. For the USO, but April is a really big month for military families. Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, so April is actually month of the military child. So I have two children who both have military parents. Each of us have deployed and our kids have gone through a lot of hardships that they never signed up for. And so we or the military community has designated April to really honor and support those military kids who may not have other children in their school district who understand what it's like to go through a deployment, or maybe they've been through six deployments, like some of the kids who are stationed around Fort Campbell or in those kind of areas. So we are focused on supporting those military kids and their families. We're hosting a military kids ball. It's our second annual. So those military kids will get to dress up in whatever kind of formal attire they would like and show up with their military parent. So it could be a dad or a mom. So kind of like a daddy-daughter dance, but much more inclusive since I was a military member and I am a mom. So I wanted to make sure when we did this program that all military members and their kids felt welcome. So they get formal pictures, they get a dinner, there's a DJ, we're doing dancing. And we always need more support. So whether you're interested in volunteering with the USO or supporting us financially in order to do these family programs, we are looking for people to continue to get involved.
Now, what if there's a family listening right now who fits that bill? They are deployed here in Houston. They haven't heard of the USO Houston. This is their first time and they are interested in that. Are y'all allowing, people to reach out to y'all to be a part of that?
We are always trying to get more military members to know what is going on. We're very, very active on social media. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and
what are the account handle names?
It would be USO Houston. Yep, easy you can peasy. Find us pretty easy across social media. And then you can also just go to our website, houston.uso.org, and get all of the contact information for me, programs manager, anybody within the USO.
Now, you mentioned the volunteers are needed for these events as well. Is that the same route that someone should take if they want to participate and volunteer?
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, you can go to houston.uso.org, and there is a section across the top that says get involved. You just go to volunteer, and you actually have to go through an application process and get trained on how to volunteer, whether it's at a center. If you're going to work at the airport, you actually have to go through the badging process and get a background check from TSA. So it's not a fast process, but it's very, very rewarding. And we have lots of opportunities across the city. It's not just at the airports. There are opportunities at Ellington Field or out in the community as well.
Now, real quick, kind of backing up to the military ball. So I have this image of all these, there's so many schools here in Houston. I mean, I came from a really small area where we had one for, you know, every little town had one, and there were like 200 of us there. So I imagine that there are students or kids all throughout, families all throughout Houston that come together, and it kind of shows them that they're not alone, right? Is that kind of the idea behind the military ball also?
Yes. So getting the military kids together, especially in a community like this, I told you I came from Fort Campbell, where we lived off base, but almost every one of our neighbors was a military family. And so there was a lot of support system there. But here in Houston, it's very spread apart. So if you live on the north side, you may not know anybody else in your neighborhood. So bringing those military kids together and also creating a positive experience with the military uniform and the child. So after my husband deployed, he was home for about a month on leave, and then he had to go back to drill. He's in the National Guard, and he put on his uniform, and it still breaks my heart to think about it. It's locked in my memory that my 5-year-old at the time said, "Daddy, don't leave me. Don't leave me again," and was bawling when he put that uniform on. So creating positive experiences for those military kids in connection with that military uniform is a really important part of what we do, connecting those families.
That's really deep. I never really thought about that side of it, for sure, where the uniform actually became like a sign of sadness because it meant that you were like your loved one was leaving.
Yep.
So what are there any other events going on to help military families during the month of April, or is the military ball the main focus?
That's our main focus. Because we are such a widespread area, we try and do one major program event per month. We still have our USO Center open on Ellington Field and other programs that we support, whether it comes to military tickets or events and things going on. So following our social media is the best way to get updated on some of those fast turnaround events.
Awesome. Again, if you just join us, this is Eye on Houston, our community show where we talk about great organizations, and we talk to great people who are helping our community. The USO of Houston, one of those great organizations. And in the month of May, there's a couple fundraisers going on. What we have planned for the month of May?
So May is actually Military Appreciation Month. So we have a snack drive and outreach event going on twice. So we have May 1st, which is going to be at the Harris County General Store from 12 to 4. So come out. You can find out more about the USO. You can bring snacks and things that will go to our service members that are going through the airports or are deployed, and also find out about volunteering or getting involved. And then on May 22nd, we'll be doing an event again, this time on the closer to the north side at Spindle Tap Brewery. So 12 to 4 out there, bring some snacks. We'll have, if you go to our website, you can find more information about what we're looking for. Granola bars, individually packed nuts, those kind of things that are transportable.
And so those will go to the lounges we mentioned earlier in George Bush Airport to help feed some of the troops while they're waiting?
Yeah, just like everybody else, all of the inflation, we have a specific budget that we had assigned for this year, and things are much more expensive than they were. So being able to stretch that budget and make sure that we can continue to serve all of those families that come through our airports or service members that are on drill weekend that are down at Ellington Field, that's one of our centers as well.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on at the USO of Houston. To find more information about everything we've talked about on the show, you can go to houston.uso.org, and that's the official website. Also, they're easy to find on social media. That's actually how I first came upon the USO of Houston a few years ago, was on Twitter. And I was like, wait a minute, I recognize y'all. I used to work with y'all back in the day, and that's how Loren and I connected. Loren Westerfield, thank you again for joining me on Eye on Houston. You're great as always.
Oh, thanks, Nick. It's been a pleasure.
Great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.